Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
The Masters is back, and this week DraftKings has given you 100-1 odds on the golfer if you're choosing to finish in the top 10. If you haven't tried DraftKings, go download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the golfer if you're choosing finishes in the top 10. That's code FANRUN in all caps to turn $1 into $100 for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Welcome to the Blitz today, live on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, broadcasting live on the radio today, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. Today is Wednesday, April 7th. The time is 10.05 AM, and we are here in studio ready for another fantastic day. We got a couple of big stories to talk about today, but before we get into anything, let me go ahead and get the guys in at the table. My name is Rick Butler. Joined to my left, that is Brandon Orrick. Joined to my right, that is Charlie Collier, and back behind the booth, the one and only Chance Collins. Good morning to everybody. How are y'all doing today?
Doing pretty good, Rick. Doing pretty good.
Good to hear.
Charlie?
Doing pretty good.
You doing pretty good? Just want to make sure you're here.
Why'd you make me go second?
I don't know. Sometimes I like to change it up. Like, see how you're doing before I know how I'm doing.
You seemed extremely caught off guard.
Back. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He seemed rattled.
Oh, hey, hey.
I mean, we've
hey.
Done the exact same order just every day for.
I'm feeling good. I got my soundboard back.
Oh, finally. Finally, we have the system
gone?
Set back up.
Yeah. It was gone. It was kaput for a little bit.
Oh.
Wouldn't charge.
I, for one, missed it. So, on the way to work today, three out of the four of us saw it. But right as we were, you know, around the, what is this, Middlebrook and?
Sanderson Liberty.
Sanderson and Liberty, where they could meet.
Okay, there you go. So Sanderson and Liberty, if you are driving around anywhere, maybe you're headed to campus, maybe you're headed somewhere around there, maybe make a detour. Because there is a crazy wreck. And I got to say, when we were driving into work today, I was trying to think about it. And I don't know if I've ever seen a wreck that was that jaw-dropping inside of like a town or a city limits in a long time. And by that, I just mean not on the highway. Because, you know, there can be some pretty gruesome wrecks on a highway. You're dealing with high speeds. Can you try to explain what all we saw on the way here?
An overturned tanker truck.
An oil tanker truck.
Yeah, an overturned tanker that actually... Like, I guess he took the turn too hard, maybe first-time driver. He overturns it and then takes out two other pickup trucks, too.
Hope everyone's okay.
And those trucks were demolished.
They were
flat. The tanker was demolished.
Yeah, yeah.
And couple things. One.
Couple things.
It's not like the movies. There was no big explosion.
Uh-uh.
It would have been cool. I mean, like, hopefully nobody would have died, but it would have been pretty cool for
I'm
me to.
I'm also wondering. Like, is that still I would imagine they're still taking all precautions. We're dealing with an oil truck here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean,
could it be empty?
I mean, I would imagine if there was any threat of it blowing up, they would not be that close.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's another thing, Rick. They were very close. And also...
And we were very close.
Yeah, they would have had like a two-mile radius of not allowing people to be near that.
We could not be here.
Chance and I were one behind the other. We would have been goners.
Oh, yeah. And then, all right, so there was no explosion. Man. And then secondly, I didn't notice any gas spilled. any oil or whatever spilled on the ground.
No, I was looking for that too. I did notice.
So, but that tanker truck was demolished. I'm sure there'll be other news outlets that'll post stories and have pictures. Try to find some of those, tweet some of those out in the next hour or so. But I was kind of surprised. I mean, hopefully everybody was okay though as well. That's the second, I want to say like second, like worst wreck that I've seen like come up on. And the other one was 1 year, you know, family were driving to South Carolina. We're driving Myrtle Beach, yeah. But it was on the way back, driving back to Middle Tennessee. You know, you come through Knoxville, and we're coming down 40. And they actually detoured all westbound traffic and like around, let's say, 348. They detoured you back to where you had to go back and hit the Chattanooga split to go that way to Nashville.
Wow.
Because there was a tanker with hazardous waste materials, and that was one of those where nobody could be near. And they detoured all traffic going west, all traffic that was coming east towards it. And so it was like a 5 mile radius where they couldn't have anybody. And it took them like at least 8 hours to clean up, I think is what I remember the news report was. And so we were driving back, and that like took us out of range a good 4 hours because we had to go down.
A good 4 hours just to like get to the detour point, or like a four like hour total?
4 hour, like total. Like, well, like just if added 4 hours to our time. Yeah. All right. So like we had to go down, like I said, around 348. They cut you across and then brought you back up 40 East to connect over to the Chattanooga side to get to Middleton, to get to Nashville that way. It was horrible. Horrible. So like a 12-hour trip coming back from South Carolina wound up taking like 16 hours. It was miserable.
That is brutal. I know that especially on those road trips, like I'm sure all of us and everybody out there listening too, everyone's got some kind of experience where you're doing some kind of road trip. It's one of those ones that's an 8 hour minimum, but something comes up along the way and totally throws the whole thing off. Never fun. But either way, that was a crazy start to the morning so far. Hopefully everyone's okay. And hopefully, in case anybody's over in that direction, stay out of the traffic, or stay out of the wreckage, if you will. Gentlemen, we got a good day today. We got a Tennessee practice report to go over from yesterday as we figure out a little bit more about the football team. We get a little bit of a update in some of the professional stories around the sports world. I know that one of the big things that I'm looking forward to getting into today and tomorrow is certainly Masters coverage. Definitely excited for that. We'll check in with a little bit of what is going on in the NBA, some more MLB opening week headlines. But really, we just got a ton of stuff to get into today, and should be good.
There's a development in the Deshaun Watson.
Oh yeah,
case.
It's getting bad for him.
And there is, yeah, there's audio that's come out of the Deshaun Watson case. It's one of the victims that are filed against Deshaun Watson for sexual assault and inappropriate behavior spoke to the media about it. You know, so now there is a true name to a face to a name. There is a voice to a name. And there's continued evolution, I guess, in this story. We'll give you some more of those details later, but it's not looking good for him, is it?
Some text not dropped too. Some text from one of the women that was supporting him came out,
and
it didn't sound like she was really all that supportive of him.
And another thing, he is losing the bag.
Yeah,
he is definitely fumbling the bag. He has Nike come out today, drop all of their suspending their endorsement deals with him.
It took a while.
I think they were just trying to steer through it.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to just drop a guy at the first sign
and then
of
find out that he's innocent.
That's what they all do, though.
No, you're right. That is traditionally like
that's
been.
That's why it's just surprising. I mean,
yeah, they did to Tiger. I guess Nike did. Nike did hold on with Tiger forever. Like, we ain't dropping this. We know it. They did not drop the TW brand or whatever. Gillette and all, everybody else, like, we're out. Nike's like, we kind of built this brand for.
Yeah, he cheated a couple times and did some drugs.
We built this pretty strong brand. I don't think we need to take it away. But yeah, Nike comes through and suspends their endorsement deals with Deshaun Watson. So things are not well for him right now. Things are not well at all.
No, things not going well.
He may get canceled.
I mean, I'm seriously starting to think, like, this is why
he might
did,
get in jail.
I mean that too.
I mean, he might be done.
No, he might be. This might be. Yeah, this might be it. Man, he should have just signed that deal with Houston. Should have just not wanted out.
Maybe that's why he wanted out.
Knew it was coming. Away. Knew it was coming.
It's going to be one of the craziest off-season sagas that we have seen in a long time. I mean, think about how long we've been talking about Deshaun Watson in a, you know, that something big was going to happen this offseason. We were obviously thinking it was going to be, first it started with the contract extension that was signed. Then it turned into the trade demands. Then it turned into where is he going to go? And could it be as soon as next year? Could he be sitting out? Then it turns into just keeps going on and on and on and on. And I'm sure that nobody expected that it would eventually turn into this.
Yeah, thanks. And also, I mean, this will be the first. This will be if he is like, say, he's, you know, suspended by the NFL, let go by the Texans. This is the first big scandal for a top tier level player, a quarterback since Michael Vick. If this were to happen to him, you're talking about top five quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about it that
since
route.
Mike Vick.
But what is the most prominent quarterback controversies and quarterback? Well, certainly if this leads to a suspension at the minimum, yeah.
This last one says Michael Vick.
Wow. That is interesting.
Because, you know, you have these scandals that happen with, you know, sometimes wide receivers run and defensive star here and there. But generally it's not the quarterback. We hadn't seen something of this magnitude, depending on what happens in this situation, since the Michael Vick story.
Yeah. I hear you on that one. So that is that's just kind of a little bit off the top right there about some of the things that we are going to get into today. 865-546-8200. That is your number to call in. Hey, we'd love to talk to you. In case you want to talk a little football, talk a little basketball, or talk a little baseball, we would certainly love to get you in on the show today. So, that being said, let's see. Oh, by the way, big win over Eastern Kentucky last night for the Basevols. 10-1. Nice and easy. Taking care of business.
Yeah, get you a little warm-up game for the big series this weekend.
Yeah, which now, that is exciting. What is around the corner? Tennessee, Florida, at home.
I'm fired up.
Are y'all going this weekend?
I'll be in Mississippi.
Not that I know of.
You going to gamble?
No, I mean, I should, but I'm just going to visit a friend.
Okay. I thought maybe you're going up there to Tunica.
I don't know if I'll get out. I wonder if tickets are. I wonder if you can even get tickets.
Oh, when I try to think about going to the game, none of you guys want to go to the game.
I mean, I would love to go. Hey, I could be. Let's try for the Saturday game.
That's what I'm saying. Saturday. It'd have to be Saturday.
We need to get a hold of Logan. That's what we need to do.
Tennessee Vandy.
I think he can. He can maybe help us. But
he can procure us.
I'd seen this from Tennessee Stats and Info last night. With Tennessee's win over Eastern Kentucky, Vol baseball improves to 25-5 on the season. Program's best record through 30 games since, I'll say, over-under 2006.
Under.
That is their what?
That is their best start to a season since, and I gave you 2006 as your reference. You think
so
it's before it or after it? It's obviously not 2006.
It's like 2008, ain't it?
I'm going to say before is 2005.
All right.
After.
Okay. Chance says after. Charlie?
I think it's 2008.
I'm going to go 2001.
You're both real close. You're going to go 2000 what?
Well, wait. They're both really close.
Yeah. What'd you say? 2001?
2001.
You locked it in? Your answer is Tennessee baseball improves to 25-5 on the season. The program's best record through 30 games since 2004.
Yeah.
Job.
So, Big start to the season for Tennessee baseball as they have their best start in what is this 17 years. So this is exciting. You got a big weekend coming up, and we will be sure to give you a lot of the information you're going to need to know heading into the series starting on Friday. And of course, we'll be talking to Logan at some point as well. So guys, big show today. Got to talk about Tennessee football. Start the Masters coverage a little bit. Check in with the NFL storylines going on, and then see what else we can get into. Obviously, college basketball is wrapped up, so maybe even a little bit of conversation about your thoughts on the season in its entirety, or maybe the tournament in its entirety as a whole. Again, 865-546-8200. That's your number to call in. Hey, we'll take this quick break right here. Come back on the other side and begin the show talking about a little Tennessee football. Tell you about some of the storylines going on, some of the new things happening on the team. All right, here we go. Back here on the Blitz, 10:22 a.m. as we are making our way through the beginning of the show today. Before we get into a little bit of the practice notes and a little bit of the press conference from the field yesterday, go over to the G3 Help Me Hotlines. Get a call from a familiar name here on the show. Get a call from Jamie. Good morning. Welcome back into the Blitz today. How you doing?
Fellas, how you doing this morning?
Doing great.
Not
doing
too good. Bad.
Hey, I know the other day when I called in the back of your mind, you were probably thinking, this guy's crazy about the shirt conspiracy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, come Sunday when Brandon was up to the house, his mama asked him, said, don't you have a Baylor shirt? So he kind of thought there for a minute, went back to his old bedroom and dug out a Gonzaga sweatshirt. So I knew then it was going to be bad luck for Gonzaga. And when I turned it on, you know, Monday night, and they were down by about 20 in the first half, I knew Baylor wasn't on no hot streak. I knew none. I knew what the problem was. I hope this made believers out of you fellas. that you can take an undefeated team, you know, a team that some were saying maybe one of the best ever, and what happens when Mr. Ork there pulls out the sweatshirt?
It's a little creepy. It deserves all the X-Files music. It's a little creepy. But our question is, why have we not been doing this when whoever Tennessee plays throughout the season? We just got to get all the other SEC opponents and just dress him up every week.
Like, I got to say, this is just about Sunday. But basically, my thing was, you had piqued my interest, right, when you had started telling us these stories on the radio. And then the UCLA and Gonzaga game comes up. And that game right there, when we see what happens with the shirt, that makes me cautiously optimistic, right, that something could actually be brewing now. And then the game on Sunday was just cemented in concrete. It is fact. It is law.
And to go what you said, Chance, it's been about 10 to 12 years ago when Brandon really started following Tennessee football. You know, when he really started becoming a fan.
Don't put
now,
this on
what,
me.
What shirt would he be wearing, you know, from, you know, for the last 10 years on every Saturday, every, you know, whatever, or
it
basketball,
all makes sense
whatever
now.
It may
you know
be.
What?
He's not wearing the opponent's team colors, you know. So it's all just fitting in line.
We've also never seen him wear the T-shirt of one of his favorite, highly respected SEC basketball coaches, and we have certainly seen.
Don't start this.
We have seen this start to make some ground here over the last couple of years.
So Brandon Ork, you're responsible for the downfall of Tennessee football. It all makes sense.
Do not put this on me.
It all makes sense.
I didn't say Chance did, but
it all makes sense now. You became a diehard fan around 10 to 12 years ago, and that's kind of when the wheels fell off.
You didn't know. You didn't know you cursed the team, but you carried it. We need to break it.
So next year we've got to get him in the opposing team's colors every Saturday, and then that will show us right there if this curse is true or not. Which I'm about 95% sure that it is, because it's not just like I said, it's not just sports things. The poor fellow has a little run of bad luck when it comes to teams, you know, teams or whatever that he likes. It seems like bad luck tends to follow sometimes.
Oh, man, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, Jamie. I thought that maybe this is just, you know, a little urban legend around the family. But then when he put on the UCLA shirt, then you get Jalen Suggs, the miraculous three that we have to end that game, and then the fact that, you know, he puts on the Gonzaga and Baylor just blows the doors off of him.
I don't know if any shirt curse is powerful enough to let Tennessee win, though, to make Tennessee good. I don't think there's any witchcraft possible to fix Tennessee football.
That is true. That is true. But well, listen, guys, I'm just going to holler in and just let you know, if, like I said, the last 10 years, we know who to pin it on. So you know, maybe maybe the luck will turn around this year, but we'll see.
Appreciate the phone call, Jamie.
Man, that's good. Yeah, okay.
It's all your fault.
Accusations have been thrown
it's
out.
It's all your fault.
And I don't
feel like
I have
to denounce my fandom.
I think
you might have to.
Yeah. I don't want to say that your dad was the bus driver, but I also kind of want to say that he kind of threw you under the bus, ran over you, hit it in reverse, hit the gas again, hit it in drive, and then went on his merry way. He kind of threw you under the bus, but in fairness, we definitely went along with it. We definitely explored that route with him.
So if we're really doing this, do I have to get a shirt for like Bowling Green and Tennessee Tech too? Or can we just
no, I wouldn't say so.
Like, you know, we don't need to curse those. I mean, like, hopefully they just win that outright.
I feel like a Bowling Green shirt would be a neat one to have.
I feel like we take no chances. We've taken chances in the past.
All right, so
need we remind you of 2018?
What we need to
or
do
2019.
Is get a customized Brandon Orr jersey for every team we play.
Well, that too. But like one of those like the halfsies, but like just patch all over. I think we have to go like full science experiment over the summer with this.
Test it on some baseball.
This is brilliant.
And then let's keep a running record. We'll throw Brandon in different, you know, shirts.
We gotta try it against favorites, against underdogs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Underdogs.
Like, we have to like do this a competence. We were talking about science experiments like 2 weeks ago.
We gotta have a control, independent variables.
So we need to do this over the summer. We'll have about
scientific method
3 months to really get it down. We'll have NBA finals, playoffs. We'll have baseball, and then by the time college football comes back around, we will know, and we will use this power.
Wow. This is brilliant.
For good, though. We'll use it for good, not for bad.
For bad.
Yeah, if we're feeling froggy.
Yeah, yeah. You never know.
So what's the first test?
I think we got to go Bravos. You got to pick a Braves series.
They have a doubleheader today with the Nats. Just throwing that out there.
Do you have any Braves?
No.
Attire. Okay, so.
What baseball? Do you have a Dodgers shirt?
Mm-mm.
I thought you did.
No. But you have Nationals gear that you can bring him.
I feel like
it's all in the wash.
Hey, man, you trying to be a part of the team or what? You trying to have a science experiment.
Yeah. We're trying to test the hypothesis, Charlie.
This is day one right here. You're either part of the experiment
there
or
there are
going to
be some casualties along the way.
Also,
it just might be the
we're
Nationals.
We're all going to have to give up our team at some point.
I've got Reds attire.
Also, Charlie. The Braves have not won a game yet, so if I put on the Nationals stuff and they win, I mean,
then we know
the Braves are winless right now.
Yeah, that could be.
I think we have to. Do you have like a Nationals hat or anything in the car, in the truck?
No.
Yes, you do.
I don't just keep clothes in my truck. If this does work, though, can we also pick like a random Mountain West team and just curse them too? Can we just make like UNLV go 0-12 next year?
What are you mad about? What Mountain West do to you?
Well, I just wanted to just for the fun.
I thought
fun
you
of
like
it.
Mid-major teams.
I do. I love the Mountain West.
Yeah, I feel like this is something that like we can really, it can be good content for us.
Yeah, I think it can too. That's pretty darn good. That is pretty good.
Thanks,
if you have
Jamie.
Any suggestions out there listening right now, or
see,
maybe
you know another thing? I'm kind of disappointed in you.
Me?
A little selfish.
Wow. Me?
If your dad wouldn't have brought this to the table, you would have never told us.
True.
You would have never told us. I've never heard this story.
I did tell you. I told you before my dad called in. I told Rick whenever I put the UCLA shirt on whenever they were playing Alabama.
You just kind of said, like, yeah, I'm bad luck. I put on the UCLA shirt. And
you didn't tell us about the family history. Yeah. You didn't tell us about the history.
I didn't know you needed
like,
the history.
Yeah.
So, like, did you play, like, youth sports and stuff growing up?
Yeah, I played some basketball.
Did you just lose every game? Like, because of your curse?
Well.
Oh, man.
Well, my eighth grade basketball team went winless.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
We went winless in our conference. We did.
Oh,
but we
man.
Didn't go winless on the year. We beat a couple of teams
like
early.
But
you went winless in the conference.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. We need to do a where are they now with the players. You know, figure out how that might have impacted their life at this point.
I guess.
Man.
We can see.
Where are they now? Brandon Orr's sixth grade basketball team behind the court.
All right, so we found the picture. You can go find it on Twitter, either on my Twitter account or at Knoxville_PD. A picture of the wreck we were talking about at the beginning of the show today on right near Middlebrook and Liberty. And this picture, thankfully, is from the opposite angle that we were detoured around it, right? So when Chance and I assume Brandon as well, but when we went for the detour, they made us go the long way around, so we really couldn't see anything that happened. But now, you see all the flattened trucks, you see the flattened tanker. It is brutal.
Oh, by the way, I've found a story from WVLT. They are on the scene. Yeah, quickly. Knoxville intersection closed after overturned tanker truck spills fuel. It was fuel.
Oh, my.
It is fuel.
You know, I got to say, now that we're looking at the picture.
Well, thankfully, it wasn't like the movies.
All right, so, yeah, no explosion. Yeah.
Middlebrook wasn't on fire today.
The overturned tanker truck spilled fuel on the road, and the occupant was pinned inside one of the vehicles involved.
Oh, no.
Two people were hospitalized as a result of the crash. It says minor injuries, but there were hospitalizations. Wonder who was pinned. The tanker? Had to be the guy.
Had to be the person in the tanker.
Because the other
just
truck.
Judging from the picture.
Yeah, judging from the picture. Because the other two trucks, they would have been able to get out of their vehicle. Especially the white truck. He could get out the passenger side.
The thing that I thought was a trailer attached to one of the pickups, I'm now realizing is the driving portion of the tanker, I believe. That is completely flipped upside down.
Oh, the yes. Cap? Yeah, the
tires. I noticed that.
I noticed that when I drove.
I thought it was a truck.
Did you not see the wheels?
It looks like scrap metal.
I saw that when I drove past it.
I thought it was a different truck.
Well, that's what happens when cars flip upside down.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say.
Well, you thought it was a camper.
This is brutal. This is a bad scene. There is fuel all over the road.
Oh, yeah. We drove across that fuel.
Yeah. Driving
pour a couple water bottles on it, and it'll be all right. It'll just go into the sewer drain. And
I think they'll have it cleaned up by the time the show's over.
I don't know.
That's a big tanker, man.
I don't know.
Because you have to flip it over to tow it. You can't tow it upside down. You have to flip it over to be
excellent
able to tow it.
Yeah, there's no way it's getting cleaned up in the next 2 hours. We're getting a phone call right now. Maybe someone's got some details on this wreck that we are so fascinated in bringing you the news for. It's what we do here on the Blitz. It's what we do. Chance is excited here on the phone, so this must be something good. But in the meantime, we'll delay our practice report just a minute. We'll delay that until about 11 o'clock so we can make sure to give that a full segment. Tell you about what's going on.
Did you?
I'm so excited.
Did you see Des Oliver's little farewell message to the fans? And
hold that thought. We have to take a call. They need to get on right now.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Let's go over to the G3 Help Me Hotline. Take a call from the Bear.
Yeah.
I don't like to wait, boys. You guys always like to make me wait. I don't do that.
The wait.
Wait.
What do you mean wait?
We've got the shortest wait times on this station.
Oh, we have to.
No, you all don't.
Yes, we do. You just called in.
Russell makes people wait for like 15, 20 minutes.
Why are we even discussing this? Bear called in 15 seconds ago. Like, that's the fact.
What do you want?
The fastest I've ever. Well, number one, what I want is you to turn down the bass in your voice. I'm on Kingston Pike right now. I could be at that station in about 5 minutes.
I ain't scared.
Turn the bass down.
No, you cannot, because there is a wreck. It will take you longer than 5 minutes.
Yeah, we've been talking about it.
Where was the wreck at?
Middlebrook and Liberty.
Right there at the bottom of the hill where you go across to Sanderson.
There's like a liquor store.
Oof. That's a tobacco store.
Yeah, it's a tobacco store.
Yeah. Well, I still could be there in 5 minutes. You can't just wash it down the sewer. I don't know which one of you smooth brain said that.
Yeah, I mean, that was clearly a joke, so I guess you have the smooth brain for not figuring that out.
You want to come at me, Charlie? Chuck? Chuckle? You really want a piece of me? With your, I mean, ice cold today, I'd call you Mr. Freeze. Put the dunce cap on him, make him sit in the corner. Charlie, do not speak to me again on this phone call. I will give you another chance the next time I call back. Anyhow, Brandon, you're doing a fantastic job. I'm sorry you're stuck in there with Larry Moe and Curly. Now you've made me mad. I'm out of here. Goodbye.
You know what? Why did you even call?
I'm sorry, and
just to call Charlie Chuckles.
He just called.
I thought he was calling to give us insight on the
on
wreck.
On the wreck, too.
That he didn't even know about.
Also, did he finish the call by praising Brandon, who he was just previously mad at, and then calling us the three dullards?
Yeah. Well, no, he actually said Larry Moe and Curly.
He just told me to bring the he just the told base. Me to take the base.
He
down.
Said you're doing very good, unlike the rest of us.
Chuckles, though. Is that a new
Chuckles.
One?
Chuckles.
That's a pretty good one.
I think we should start calling into his show and making fun of him.
Well, you got better things to do. That's why we don't do that.
Oh, man. If anybody's got a traffic report on this wreck, please call
Please
in.
Let us know.
Do you want me to just, like, go drive out
Charlie,
there?
Charlie, be our on-the-scene reporter.
We've done that before with people.
Oh.
We've been on-the-scene reporter.
Do you remember this? Probably been, like, 2 or 3 years ago.
Cody?
Yeah, when Cody was out there.
Oh, yeah, with the fire?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He stayed out there, too.
And
boy.
There were explosions.
Yeah,
wait,
yeah.
What?
It was a gas plant or yes. something. Yeah. And, like, they had, like, all kinds of explosions were happening.
Over in North Knox, like, 275.
Yeah.
And Cody went out on the scene and stayed there and reported that stuff for, like, hours.
While there was just explosions happening?
Yeah, he was on the scene. And they were like, don't come near. Like, they were like, don't get near the area because these explosions were happening. He was right there.
Imagine
Why
Cody...
would he cover that for so long? Like...
It was good content. He did all he could for radio, man.
Remember, Cody, I can just imagine walking over there and, excuse me, we don't want anybody over here. It's all right. I'm licensed media. Okay? Fox Sports
I think I remember like him being out there, and he's like doing the Periscope and like people telling him and people telling him to get back.
He'd be like, no, no, no.
Like
no,
officers
no, no.
being like, hey, you need to get back. He's like, no, I'm media. It's cool.
Oh, man.
Cody Mack going above and beyond. That was a good time.
I'm trying to think if there's any other... stories that
had a lot of on the scene when I mean back in the day when John was doing the recruiting thing on the scene out at the airport. That wasn't like this though, but
I remember when Cody, Brandon and I were living together last year, and there was a time where I think there was a fire maybe in our adjacent apartment building, and we walked outside into the living room and Cody's not there. Walked outside and I believe Cody and Brandon are just hanging out with the fire or with a fireman out there chatting about the whatever's
the
going on.
The first responders.
I was like, guys, get away. Like, this is dangerous.
Who needs first responders? You got Cody Mack and Brandon Ork on the scene.
Oh, man. What was that call from Bear? What do you think? What do you think he... What
you
want to
rate that call?
The original purpose was.
Just really to... I think Charlie pissed him off about something.
Yeah, I mean,
I've always seemed to be like, pissing him off.
Like, I wonder if he actually had something to say and then it just got derailed by Charlie calling him a smooth brain.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What are you going to do?
Oh, man. What a day so far. What a day. It is hump day here on the Blitz. You can give us a call, 865-546-8200. And yes, in case you are counting, it's the third week in a row we've brought that back. So we'll do it again next week as well.
I don't think it really ever went anywhere.
And no, it went away.
I don't think it did.
No, it didn't. It did. It did. We're bringing it back. We're responsible.
It's debatable. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. And my other boys don't know how to act.
All right, here we go. Back here on the Blitz, 10:47 a.m. as we make our way through the beginning of the show today. In fact, almost done with the first hour of the show. Coming up in hour number two, we will be leading off with a little bit of Tennessee football news. Give you a little bit of an update about what is going on at practice, some of the new storylines that are going on, and so on and so forth. But until then, guys, I found a story just a little while ago that really might sway my opinion when it comes to my master's prediction. Interesting story here. Somebody put on I guess this might be a Facebook post or a Facebook group or something like that, but the group is called Disc Golf in Augusta. Right? And somebody left a review or a post or something along these lines, and this individual said, was out playing Lake O today and ran into Bryson DeChambeau. Played 11 holes of disc golf with him. Super nice guy. It was only his second time playing disc golf, so it was cool to be able to hang out and give him some pointers. LOL. Kudos to him for hanging out with me and my boys for a couple of hours, and it was awesome. This is what Bryson DeChambeau is doing. Just
are there any pictures
days
to prove
before
it?
The yes, there are. Just days before the Masters begins.
He's the worst. I gotta. If that makes you like him, I got a video to show you that will immediately make you dislike him again. That he put on social media, thinking he was funny.
I think Bryson DeChambeau is the most interesting man in golf, and I don't know if there's a number two. I think he is so fascinating.
Well,
and
there has to be a number two.
DJ is very interesting. His story.
So I think that, first off, there are incredible world-class golfers right now, and there's a lot of great things going on. But what are the two most recent big golf stories? I think that you have a lot of people talking about Tiger Woods, obviously, and he's always going to be a big topic. But let's be honest, he was the most recent story talked about from the golf world.
As someone who doesn't pay attention to golf all that much, the last two biggest golf stories were Tiger winning the Masters and Tiger Woods' wreck.
Yeah,
there was the Spieth comeback was a pretty big story, from looking like he forgot how to golf to now being close to the Masters favorite again.
Now, I do want to see where his story goes, because that was unprecedented, that somebody at that high level of their sport dropped off for an extended period for that long. But when it comes to DeChambeau, I think that he is incorporating things into the game that we haven't necessarily seen all that often at this level before. I just think that, and we can go, it's like an Aaron Rodgers thing, right? You can go over his personality and things like that, but when it comes to what he does at his sport, I think he does in such an interesting way that to me is what's gripping, what's fascinating. But another story from the Masters real quick, though. Did you guys see Jack Nicklaus's, what was this? Jack Nicklaus's grandson hit a hole-in-one on the par 3 contest right in front of his grandfather.
Very cool.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
I need there to be a hole-in-one tomorrow in the opening round. Odds for a hole-in-one on day one are +950.
Hope it works out for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good luck, Charlie.
I'm definitely excited for...
We got the par 3. Are they doing that this year? They didn't do it last year, did they?
Well, didn't you just say that was yesterday? Because Jack
Nicklaus's was it yesterday?
Son hit the...
Excuse me. I thought it was always on Wednesday.
I thought it was too, but didn't you just say that Jack Nicklaus's grandson hit the hole-in-one, so maybe it already happened? I don't know. I haven't seen anything about it this year. I saw the Champions Dinner. It looked really, really, really good. Shout out to Dustin Johnson.
What'd he pick?
He had filet mignon and some sort of seafood as his main. He had like Vienna sausage rolled into these things and fritters and apple pie and cobbler. And it was just delicious looking.
According to Augusta, no par 3 this year. And this also comes from DraftKings.com. Won't happen this year. No par 3 contest in 2021 due to social distancing protocols.
So
it will resume in 2022.
I guess this must have been from a previous year. My apologies then.
Still cool.
Yeah, I had seen it tweeted out from PGA Tour yesterday, and it didn't say anything about a different year. So I was like, hey, man, that's a pretty darn cool moment to start out the week. But either way, plenty of cool other moments.
You know
what
we forgot about?
Yeah.
Today's New Beers Day.
This is New Beers Day.
Happy New Beers Day, everybody.
Yeah, hump day, throw that out the window.
You stole Chance's Thunder. That's one of the days today.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like it's special enough to get mentioned multiple times since yesterday was New Beers Eve.
We'll allow it.
Well, you know what one of the best things about golf is?
Tell me.
A gimme.
Yeah, buddy.
A sure thing. So if you want to start betting on golf, FanDuel Sportsbook has a gimme just for you. New users can get 20-1 odds on Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, or Jordan Spieth just to make the cut this weekend at the Masters.
Just unbelievable.
Take your pick. Any one of the three, you'll get 20-1 odds on three of the world's best golfers just to make the cut. You can win $100 on a $5 bet. Doesn't get much more easy than that. And when you do win, FanDuel will pay your winnings in as little as 24 hours, because that's what they do. They get you your money fast. The world's best golfers tee off in Augusta on April 8th. That's tomorrow, actually. Sneaking up on us. So you got a couple more days today and tomorrow to get your bet in. And that runs through Sunday. And there are even more ways to win with America's number one sportsbook. Just create your account using promo code BLITZ to get 20-1 odds. Again, that's promo code BLITZ only on FanDuel Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee, new users only. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required, $100 max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure to go sign up for FanDuel. Make sure to go get involved with the sportsbook and take advantage of that offer right there, because it is a tremendous deal. I mean, there is that right there, Brandon. It's exactly what you said. It's a gimme bet. You're just waiting for these guys to make it to the weekend. Like, that's the crazy thing. Just got to make it through the cut, and you get paid. So go ahead and take advantage. Chance, have you filled out that?
I did
that pick'em that you had told us about yesterday.
I did. I went with Jordan Spieth, Tony Finau.
Yes, sir.
I also picked.
Did you get a little Fleetwood in there?
A 10-pointer. No, I picked Colin Morikawa. So that's three. And then my fourth was, man, I forget now. Those are my top three, though. Spieth, Morikawa, and then Bubba Watson. Also picked Bubba Watson. He was a 1-pointer because he's outside the top 50. Yeah, and then Tony Finau. Those are my four.
I got a Masters draft tonight. Anyone have any sleepers they like that I can look for in the late rounds?
I always like Tommy Fleetwood. I think I like his name, though. It sounds like
Tommy Fleetwood.
I'm a big Fleetwood guy. All right,
so it's okay to say. Tommy Fleetwood sounds like a porn star. That's what he sounds like. His name does. I've always thought that. Maybe it's weird. I've always thought that name.
Sounds like
he's not supposed to be a golfer.
Is it the Fleet?
I was going to say, is it the Tommy or the Fleetwood?
It's the Tommy and the Fleetwood.
Is it just the Fleet part?
I think it's the Wood.
Brandon. Yes. Brandon gets it.
The me.
What about
me and Tommy?
Feel like Dustin Johnson could be one too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, where's my list of golfers? Oh man, I wish I had that.
There's so many. I mean, like, you got also. Is Freddie Couples playing? He loves that course.
I don't know. Probably, I guess.
John Rahm.
He's hot going into this as well.
Too bad it's.
Ian Poulter does pretty well at the Masters. There's some sleepers.
I don't know if you're still talking about sleepers or names that sound like porn stars. Maybe that's how I should draft my team, the best porn star names.
That's what my John Rahm suggestion was for. Either way, good stuff. Good stuff. I don't know.
It's time for hour two.